Commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I'm your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to tune in. Here every week bringing you the latest and greatest related to health and wellness. My co-host Dana Lake will be here next week, so don't forget to tune in. You can always listen to our previously recorded shows at www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a microphone icon. If you click on that, it'll take you to the archive show section where you can download any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. Today, we're going to be speaking. I have two in-studio guests that I'm very excited to interview. We're going to be sharing information about weight management, digestive health. We're going to be discussing different aspects of acupuncture and something called traditional Chinese medicine, which relates to Chinese herbs, a specific way of looking at Chinese diagnosis. I also have in studio a naturopathic physician who's going to be introducing you to some therapies you may not have heard of. We're going to be discussing things like colon hydrotherapy. We're going to be discussing IV nutrient therapy, which is a very exciting field and an exciting way to support the body in a very powerful methodology. And we're going to be covering many different topics. So as always, it is great to be here. I'm going to introduce my special guest, and we're going to get right to the topics today. Our one special guest we have here is Dr. Tracy Hackett. Dr. Hackett is a licensed acupuncturist and clinical herbalist in Washington, D.C. and in Florida. She received her master's degree in traditional Chinese medicine from the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine in San Francisco, California, where she is completing her clinical doctorate in Oriental medicine. Dr. Hackett is preparing to present and publish her capstone on 13 unique acupuncture points she has discovered in her 10 years of clinical practice. She earned a bachelor's degree with high honors in interdisciplinary studies at the University of Florida. Dr. Hackett has studied healing arts in India, China, Nepal, Thailand, and Bali. This scope of experience gives her a well-rounded cultural understanding of traditional medicine and healing modalities, best application for the particular and unique needs of people in the United States. Dr. Hackett, thank you for being on the show with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. We also have in studio Dr. Shondell Knights. She is a naturopathic physician. She grew up in South America and knew from the very early age that she wanted to be a natural healer and follow in the footsteps of her grandmother. She graduated from American University, obtaining a Master's of Science degree, and then moved on to get her naturopathic degree starting in 2007 at the National College of Naturopathic Medicine in Portland, Oregon, which is the oldest naturopathic medical school in the U.S. of A. Moved back to the area and set up a practice in D.C. about a year ago. So, Dr. Knights, thank you for being on the show with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here.
Great. So let's sort of get into some of the topics for today. Dr. Hackett, let's start with you. Your specialty is more with the Chinese medicine, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the topics that we're discussing today about weight management, digestive health, of course, weight management is something that everybody is always thinking about. And there's a million different ways out there that people advertise weight loss, everything from calorie restriction programs like Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig to hormonal therapies. People aren't sure if it's their thyroid hormone. Their sex hormones are certainly involved when you talk to women as they go through perimenopause and weight comes on and they don't know how to get it off. There's so many different factors that influence weight gain, and there's so many different factors that influence weight loss. So help us understand how a Chinese medicine approach to looking at weight loss might be somewhat different or add another dimension to the aspect of weight loss for people.
Okay. So from the earth school standpoint of Chinese medicine, the earth pool is represented by the spleen and the stomach. That's the digestive function, obviously, in the body. If there's an imbalance in the digestive function, that's the root of why you would gain weight or lose weight. But what disrupts the digestive function
sure.
can be a stagnation of qi, can be a stagnation of food. There can be several types of stagnation that start to accumulate in the body. And the reasons for this, we have to go through in a very careful differential diagnosis. Look at tongue, look at pulse, look at the person's overall disposition. Two people can be overweight, but one can have a very quiescent or fatigued sort mm-hmm. of disposition, and another person can have an excitable, irritable, robust kind of personality. Those are two different kinds of excess, and there are also deficiency patterns that are woven in between. So making that differential diagnosis on who we're looking at and the reasons why they're gaining the weight or holding the weight are very different.
Sure. So, I mean, this is not an approach that's commonly taken with weight loss. Mm-hmm. I mean, I say it to patients all the time. If I have 10 people that walk in with migraine headaches, they all have this condition called migraine headaches, but each one of them may be manifesting it for a different reason. Maybe somebody is triggered by hormonal imbalances. Maybe somebody's mm-hmm. triggered by food sensitivities. Maybe somebody's triggered by, you know, some other type of factor that's involved with their migraines. Even though the general picture is the same, the causes are different. So to take that approach with weight loss is certainly unique, because most of the approaches to weight loss don't really take any aspect of individuality into play.
Yes, and this concerns me a little bit, because patients will come in, oh, I'm trying this diet or that diet, mm-hmm. and they're just following what's written out in a book, when their particular digestive health isn't taken into consideration. Some people can't tolerate certain types of fasting or certain types of restriction or elimination in the mm-hmm. diet, particularly if they're insulin resistant, going into type 2 diabetes. You have to be really careful how that person is fasting or what kind of herbs they're taking. If they're taking these really heat-oriented herbs or things that make you hot and sweaty, that's not going to be good for a diabetic. The blood mm-hmm. pressure will go up. They're not going to understand, well, how come I'm not getting success or I'm feeling worse? Mm-hmm. It's because it's the wrong herb or right. it's the wrong food combination for their body type.
Right.
They need to be supported in a different way to get the stagnation,
right?
The water, the phlegm damp stagnation. That's what we consider body accumulation as phlegm dampness. And is there a heat type? Is there a cold type? So you have to orient the foods to whatever type is presenting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that makes sense. So you've mentioned a couple things that I think are a little bit foreign to people when they think about diagnosis. I mean, you've mm-hmm. used terms like, I mean, pulse and tongue, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when pulse, people think, well, okay, I can take my pulse. It's, you know, 60 beats per minute, right? Mm-hmm. So can you explain a little bit about Chinese medicine diagnosis and assessment and these terms? Heat, you know, people, well, how could I have excess heat? I'm cold all the time. Or how mm-hmm. could I have this or that? It's a very different model of looking at the body. Can you just briefly explain some of the fundamental principles of Chinese medicine diagnosis and the way that you use it?
Okay, so we think in terms of yin and yang. Yin tends to be the solid, the immovable, cold, damp. Mm-hmm. And the yang is bright, energetic, light, dry,
right,
heat.
So the big comparison is like the moon is the yin, the sun is yang, kind of these opposing sort of different properties.
Yes.
Okay.
And everything goes back to that. Everything goes back to yin and yang. So when we take the pulse, there are three positions on the radial pulse on each side, and there are three depths. So we're looking for the quality of the pulse. What does it feel like? Does it have a slippery feeling? Does it have a pounding feeling? And those pounding feelings have different images to them or different maps.
Right.
Some feel kind of sandpapery. So we're trying to find what is the overall quality of the pulse and the speed of the pulse. And that's going to be relative. Is it going to feel halted or does it skip?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to suggest different ways the qi is moving through the organs, mm-hmm. or if it's moving well, if the blood is moving well through the organs. And it's a subtle process.
It is. It's very subtle, and it takes a very skilled practitioner to understand pulse diagnosis. But from what I understand, a good skilled practitioner can learn a huge amount about somebody's predispositions just by feeling pulse.
Yes. And there's another pulse diagnosis that I like to do is meridian diagnosis, is actually touch and palpate the meridians and certain points on the meridians to feel qualities in the meridians.
Okay, great. And then what about tongue? I mean, people think about, you know, what's on my tongue, and they're not quite sure, you know, what does that mean? They stick their tongue out and they're like, well, you know, why are you looking at my tongue? What can you learn from a tongue picture in this in the context of this?
There are several, there are several body maps on the in the physiology. The tongue is one of them. The ear is one of them. Mm-hmm. The hand, the face. So on the tongue, we can assess the quality or the health of the internal organs. So if someone puts their tongue out and it's very pale and there are little scallop shapes or tooth marks on the side and it's kind of puffy and swollen and kind of glossy, that's usually a qi deficiency picture. Mm-hmm. Someone who has the more heat presentation, their tongue is going to look bright red or dark red or kind of dusky. The tongue fur is going to be thicker usually, mm-hmm. and kind of yellowish. These are heat signs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for these different qualities of the tongue. Sometimes there's a furrowed center. That's usually there's some kind of digestive system damage.
Mm-hmm. Right. So when we look at these pulse and tongue diagnoses, it's not necessarily, you know, from the Western side of just getting a real superficial, you know, understanding of how fast is the heart beating or
yes.
is there a, you know, pathology on the tongue. We're actually using these types of diagnosis skills or physical exams to really understand more nuanced information about what's going on with the balance of that person's system.
Yes.
Correct? Yeah. And it is. It's an amazing way of diagnosis. And I know, you know, back in the old days of China, the really skilled Chinese medicine practitioners, they would hardly even talk to somebody. They would just sit there. The person would put their arms on the table. They'd feel the pulses and they'd prescribe the herbs and the acupuncture. And
yes.
A good pulse diagnoser could probably not even take any intake from somebody, feel their pulses and tell them about their health just by feeling their pulses. It really is quite a skill.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking to Dr. Knight about some other therapies and approaches for looking at weight management and weight loss when it comes to some more naturopathic therapies. And then we're going to kind of bring it all together, looking at how we can combine both of these things to really help people find an individualized approach to losing weight. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. And we're going to be back right after these words.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health. But we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle. A wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder-free. Vitamin Code multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located in Bethesda, Maryland. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and I'll actually be back next week. I said Dana would be back next week, but she's going to take a week off. But my co-host Dana Lake will be returning in 2 weeks for another great show. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11, so don't forget to tune in. Always thrilled to be bringing you information related to health and wellness. In the last segment, we were talking with Dr. Tracy Hackett about Chinese medicine approaches to really understanding the body and looking at how we might apply that to weight management. And what I like about it, what I like about all the good forms of alternative or more holistic, I don't like to call it alternative, but more holistic integrated medicine, is it's not just a generalized approach to helping people with a condition. It's truly about understanding the person as an individual, their predispositions, what makes them tick, and then designing a customized plan to help them with whatever their health goals are, whether it be weight management or some other type of health ill. So now we're going to be talking with Dr. Shondell Knights. Dr. Knights is a naturopathic physician and has a different background in training, which, of course, I'm very familiar with as a naturopathic physician, in approaching weight management and weight loss. So, Dr. Knights, thank you for being on the show with us today.
Oh, I'm excited to be here.
Great. So maybe talk to us about, you know, from a naturopathic perspective, what are some of the things that you're looking at when working with Dr. Hackett and helping to create an individualized weight management or weight loss program for someone?
Absolutely. So my initial assessment of someone when they come into my office is to kind of look at their body type as well and to take a thorough history of maybe some of the things they've tried, things that have worked, things that have not worked, an overall idea of how their body functions. So we take an in-depth look at that. And then we also do laboratory testing. So we do really in-depth testing to test your adrenals, test your thyroid, test your sex hormones, all of those things that could have a potential impact in you being able to lose weight effectively and be healthy, not only just lose weight, but to create a healthy picture for yourself. So that can involve even just looking at cells, how your cells are uptaking vitamins. We use spectrocell testing to test what your cellular function is like. Sometimes we take vitamins and we think we're all, you know, good to go when you're really just getting expensive urine because you're not metabolizing that and your cells aren't really taking in what it is you need. So we can test for that. We can test for your thyroid. That's one of the bigger things that a lot of people struggle with when they're going into a weight loss, weight management routine. So what does that look like for you? What does your sex hormones look like? How are your estrogen and your testosterone balancing? How is your adrenal function? Are you stressed out? Are you wired? And all of these cortisol hormones are floating around and preventing you from really accomplishing the thing you set out to do. So let's look at you from an individualized perspective. Let's see what your little intricacies are. What does it look like for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And for each person, just like their Chinese pulse is going to be different or their Chinese diagnosis, their naturopathic assessment is going to be different.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. And I think, you know, when we talk about measuring some of these tests, I think, you know, it's really important to differentiate how a naturopathic evaluation may differ from what you get in like in your annual physical. You know, because I mean, I work with thyroid issues all the time, and somebody says, oh, well, I had my thyroid checked in. My doctor said it was fine. And, you know, as you know, Dr. Knights, there's much more detailed, nuanced ways of understanding truly how not just if the thyroid function is quote unquote normal, but how those hormones are interacting with the cell, the whole nuances of understanding the interplay of that endocrine gland and what's going on a cellular level. And of course, because the thyroid gland is responsible for metabolism, if somebody's looking for a weight management solution, that is, I'm not saying that that is always something that there's wrong with it, but you better make sure that you evaluate it in detail, because people are going to have less success if they're not truly evaluated properly, right?
Exactly. And my goal is to give you the best shot at getting what you want. You know, it's not about giving you a cookie cutter solution. You know, you're exactly right. I have a lot of people to come into the office and say, well, I had my thyroid and these are the numbers. And I look at it and I'm like, well, those are numbers. But that does not necessarily mean that it's telling me the whole picture about you. And even those numbers, I look at them a little differently, even from the scale, because different scales that the allopathic doctors use can be different from what I look at. So not only just the numbers, but how is it interplaying? So your T3 versus your TSH, and those are some numbers we look at, like how is that affecting your adrenals? How is it impacting those things? So let's look at it in a complete picture. And that's one of the beautiful things about being able to spend a lot of time with my patients, is that I not only get to look at those labs and sit down, I get to look at that person and how that picture of those labs is imprinting on that person. What does that really look like for that overall being? My initial exam is about 90 minutes versus a 15, 20 minute visit that you'll have with your doctor. It does take that amount of time for me to get your story down, to understand where you're coming from and how I can really be of help to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so then when we start, after we get to the point of sort of understanding through some of these evaluations, and I think there is a lot of value in both of these evaluations because they're typically evaluations that you're not going to get unless you're working with really good, well-trained, integrative physicians like naturopathic physicians or well-trained Chinese medicine practitioners that can give you these insights into your health. Because at the end of the day, if somebody walks into your clinic and decides that they come in because of a weight management strategy, when they leave there, they're not just getting a weight management program.
Exactly.
Right. They're getting a wellness program, right? Because they're going to understand all of these things that you're evaluating aren't just going to help them lose weight. Every single one of these things is also going to help them understand how their body might function better in other ways.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. And a lot of it, too, is about education. It's about educating. It's about educating the client as well. I don't want to just give you something and say, okay, this is my idea for you, and you take it and you do it this way. What I want to do is when you come in, I want to evaluate you and I want to educate you as to what's going on with your body. You know, how can you be a partner? How can we work together to create a healthy solution for your for that patient?
That's absolutely true. Okay, so let's get down to Dr. Knights talking about some of the therapies. So certainly, you know, there's going to be some supplements involved. You already talked about things like SpectraCell testing, which is a way of assessing, you know, nutrient status in your body at a very sort of, you know, rudimentary level, vitamin B vitamins, vitamin C, antioxidants. So, of course, there may be some vitamin supplementation and maybe some herb supplementation. But there are some other therapies that you offer that I think people are a little less familiar with. That can play into supporting health and supporting weight management. Do you want to talk about those a little bit?
Yeah. And the first one that comes to mind, I do a variety of things, but the first one that comes to mind is IV nutrient therapy or IV amino acid therapy. Essentially what this is, it's a very effective and powerful way to get these nutrients in your body that you might not necessarily be getting in your food because of what's going on with the food source, but also because we might have digestive issues. A lot of times when we take supplements or even eat, our body is digesting them in a way that filters them out, that we're not getting them into our cell. So I do one of my therapies that I really enjoy because I see quite I see how effective it is IV nutrient therapy. So how that works is that you would come on into the office. We do some blood tests, make sure that all your body's capable of handling it. But essentially, we'd be inputting things like vitamin C, vitamin B, magnesium, all of these things directly into your bloodstream to bypass the digestive system and really give you that boost that you need. So it can, when we do that, it affects things like your adrenal function. It deals with things like fatigue and stress and anxiety, and it really gives your body that nutrient support that it needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, IV therapy, IV nutrient therapy, I think is a really wonderful therapy that people can have in their arsenal or have access to. Yeah. I think for many people, as you might have experienced, Dr. Knights, in talking with people about it, for some people, they get really excited. But for other people, they think it's a bit of an extreme intervention to do something intravenously with vitamins. Why would you need to do that? I take my vitamin C every day. I take my B vitamins every day. But you and I, as naturopathic physicians who have worked, you know, in clinic firsthand with patients using IV therapy, you can see that using an intravenous approach to nutrients can create dramatic impacts that you would never ever achieve using something orally. And, you know, I mean, the research is really pretty interesting, and there's some exciting research in Kansas going on using high doses of vitamin C IV for treating childhood leukemias, and the research is getting very excited, and it's and going to enter phase two clinical trials. These are very exciting ways of supporting the system. And what I try and explain to somebody is that, yes, it seems extreme, but people didn't get to an ill state of health or imbalanced overnight.
Exactly. Sometimes you need that powerful modality to combat such a powerful disease or imbalance.
That's right. It may have taken 5 or 10 years for somebody to develop a state of adrenal fatigue or to develop the imbalances related to the hormonal symptoms they're experiencing or the weight that they're gaining. And, you know, the only other options out there, sure, if somebody could, you know, move up somewhere in rural and live on an organic farm and eat nothing but fresh, you know, produce grown in nutrient-rich soil and walk in the morning dew in the sunrise and go to sleep when the sun goes down and have no stress, their body probably would heal because that's the environment in which kind of our bodies were designed to thrive. But that's not the reality of the situation.
Exactly.
So sometimes you need more extreme interventions, and IV nutrient therapy is a way that non-toxically delivers concentrated nutrients that all we're doing is you're supporting the body's ability to function in an optimal way.
To heal itself. Absolutely.
That's right. Right. It's a means to support the body through that process. Mm-hmm. And it just helps things happen faster and happen a little bit more dramatically. And you and I know that sometimes using oral nutrients, you would never get those same results as using something IV.
Exactly. Because you just can't get the concentration in the oral vitamins.
That's right.
You know, especially when we're talking about things like cancer. You know, it's impossible to get vitamin C in that amount, in that dose. And vitamin C has been showing remarkable, like you said, evidence of being able to address cancer cells, you know. And even if it's not, you know, when in killing the cells, but also in supporting the body. One of my patients recently came in and he said, you know, we're doing all this chemo and radiation and I'm watching my wife waste away. No one's talking about how we build her back up. Mm-hmm. We're just talking about how we get rid of this thing. So what happens? I see this person just waste away in front of me. And that's one of the reasons I like IV therapy, because in that case, as much as she wants to eat and eat healthy, she's not able to digest those things properly.
Sure.
So we have to support her in that way.
Yep. Yeah, it's a wonderful therapy. So that's an exciting one. I think we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'd like to, you know, have you, Dr. Knights, and you, Dr. Hackett, kind of talk about bringing these two worlds together. So that if somebody did kind of walk into the office and say, you know, I'd be interested in a weight management program, or I'd be interested in, you know, finding a better way to address my health concerns, how do I kind of balance the both of these things, and how would it kind of play out, you know, for a real patient coming in, coming into the office and interfacing? So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after these words.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Did you know at Village Green we offer everyday savings on top quality nutritional supplements, including herbs and homeopathic remedies, plus personal care products and more? That's right. In addition to our other big sales events, you can save up to 20% on most everything you need for a healthier lifestyle today and every day. At Village Green, we've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living products for over 45 years. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. It is always an honor and privilege to be here with you every Sunday at 10 o'clock, sharing the latest information relating to health and wellness. Today, I'm excited to have two local practitioners here. You guys know, usually, or avid listeners, I'm usually interviewing doctors from all over the country, so it's nice to actually have some local people here in studio with me. We have Dr. Shondell Knights, a naturopathic physician, and we have Dr. Tracy Hatgett, a licensed acupuncturist and doctor of oriental medicine. They both practice at Eastern Holistic Arts as their clinic in Georgetown. You can learn more by visiting www.easternholisticarts.com and learn more about their practice. So in the last couple segments, we spent some time in the first segment talking with Dr. Hackett about how an oriental medicine approach to weight management might be a little different than a typical approach. In the last segment, we talked to Dr. Knights about the same thing. Now, I'd like to bring the story together, and because I know you guys work very collaboratively in your clinics and really try and create both avenues of support for patients. So let's talk about, you know, what it might look like if somebody comes in for a weight management program. You know, obviously, we've talked about some really exciting things, Chinese pulse diagnosis, thyroid evaluations, adrenal evaluations, nutrient testing. I mean, these are things that people aren't going to get in a typical weight management program, but let's talk about how to actually bring it together for treatment. So Dr. Hackett, do you want to start off a little bit?
Sure. So when someone comes in and I assess them, I'm also going to be looking at their lab work. That makes a really important impact on how I view the person. Yes, it is just numbers, and the ranges are a bit too broad, in my opinion, as well. But looking at those numbers and trying to understand the person's digestive health, so I'm looking at an internal perspective of how well are you digesting, if there's IBS, ulcerative colitis, all these different diagnoses that come in for how are you assimilating the food. I can give herbal remedies and botanicals for healing that. So as Dr. Knights was talking about the IV therapy, we can do that in tandem. So why, you know, the person doesn't have to wait, oh, well, you have to heal and see how, you know, your dietary shifts are going to help support your normal natural weight loss. Yes, we do go over diet. There are what I call the six whites to avoid. It's a pretty simple list. It's dairy, salt, well, sodium, because there are lots of compounds of sodiums, especially sodium in processed foods, and they're endocrine disruptors. Alcohol, animal fat. I'm not saying don't eat meat, just eat leaner meats and avoid animal fat. That's where the toxins from the environment tend to wind up is in the fat tissue. So avoid that. And, of course, processed sugar, processed flour. These are things that we go over in terms of, you know, what is your nutritional plan? We go over some of the basic things first and how to manage cravings, that sort of thing. And if they're an appropriate candidate, I want them to have colonics. And of course, I want them to have IV therapy. I want to collaborate with Dr. Knights and make sure that this person is getting the most results the most quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. Because people have a limited amount of patience in this culture. It's just the way we are. So I want to help them achieve tangible results on a routine basis so they stick with the program. Mm-hmm. But it does take time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it takes time because it's not an approach where you're just giving medications to suppress the appetite or you're doing calorie reduction where you're just, which is a non-sustainable way to lose weight.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, calorie restriction is a very popular way of losing weight, but you gain it back as soon as you start eating normal calories, which is why people yo-yo all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to take an approach to supporting the overall health of the body, it's going to take time. But if you combine it with some of these other therapies, mm-hmm. I think what you find and what patients find is that there's enough results happening that people are convinced that, okay, this is going to work for me.
Yes.
You know, that, okay, something's happening. I can feel my body shifting. And mm-hmm. this is going to be a way of losing weight that isn't just about, you know, reducing calories or doing some extreme diet. I'm losing weight because my body's actually in a healthier place.
Correct.
Yeah. So from a standpoint, we've talked about some of the actual therapies relating to colon hydrotherapy, IV nutrient therapy. Where does the Chinese medicine piece come in as far as therapy is concerned?
Okay. So the acupuncture, there are specific protocols that have been developed in China, and that's where I learned them. There are specific points that relate to supporting the digestive qi. The qi in different meridians needs to go in different directions. For instance, the stomach qi needs to move downward. The idea of rebellious stomach qi mm-hmm. is, well, GERD, mm-hmm. you know, acid reflux, vomiting, nausea. And the gallbladder energy needs to move downward. The liver energy needs to spread and disperse. So if you start getting liver congestion, someone's more irritable, they get cramping in the side of their body. You know, these kinds of things are some physical signs that come along with liver qi stagnation, but also emotional signs.
Mm-hmm.
And if the stools are really loose and watery or very sticky, this is always an indication of the gallbladder energy not moving correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But also, of course, that's a sign that there's not enough fiber in the diet. There mm-hmm. are other components. It's not just, oh, well, if then,
right,
about the energetic of the body. It's one piece. Mm-hmm. So we address that piece. And what other things can we put into that picture to support the qi or the energy, the vibrance of the body to naturally flourish.
Right. And I think, you know, you've talked numerous times about digestive health as being a major component
yes.
of when assessing or trying to help somebody formulate a plan for weight loss. I think, you know, it's important to let people know that even if they don't necessarily feel like they have a lot of digestive problems, you know, just looked at a symptom checklist and they say, well, I don't have reflux, I have daily bowel movements, I'm not having a lot of digestive upset. From a Chinese medicine perspective and what you might assess when looking at their pulse or looking at their tongue, there may be signs of imbalances without the typical overt digestive symptoms that somebody might associate with a digestive
correct.
Problem, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
For instance, if you have seasonal allergies or allergies of any type, there's a dysfunction in the digestion, period.
Mm-hmm.
There's inflammation in the mucosal lining. And whether you like it or not, your mucosal lining is connected from your nose to the other end.
Mm-hmm.
And we take that very seriously mm-hmm. at the clinic. The colonic piece is very important for making sure that the mucosa is clear and clean. And of course, Dr. Knights can speak to that.
Yeah, why don't we talk absolutely. About that?
Yeah, colon hydrotherapy is an effective means of really cleaning out all of your colons. So what happens in a colon hydrotherapy session is that we inject water very slowly. It's a very slow, and it's not a painful process at all. But what it allows for us to do is really give your body a chance to cleanse out those linings, that mucosal lining, the area where so much of your immune system is living. You know, people say your immune system is in your gut. It really is. You know, you have all of those things lined up in there. So what we do is clean out the colon and help those really great cells, those natural biome. I'm sorry. I went off on a tangent there, but it lets that biome really live and be healthy. So you're laying comfortably on one of our colonic machines. Water is injected into the colon and it flushes out and kind of acts like a washing machine. Really clean, healthy water, filtered water, by the way, flows in, and then your body excretes waste. And the process takes about 30 minutes to 45 minutes. And I can't think of a better way to really detoxify your body. You know, it's right there. It's effective, it's painless, and it's super supportive to your health in terms of digestion and in terms of detoxification.
Yeah, colon hydrotherapy has certainly been around for a long time. Very popular on the West Coast, not quite as popular on the East Coast, but I think is gaining a little bit more traction as people are more interested in the idea of detoxification and the idea being aware of, you know, how toxins are affecting our health, you know, in so many different ways. And it is difficult sometimes for our bodies to deal with the burden of toxicity. Yeah. And if you're doing things like, let's say, for example, you know, using herbs or acupuncture protocols that are supporting liver function and detoxification, we can support the way the body metabolizes toxins. But of course, a majority of toxins are carried out of the body through the colon in the form of waste.
Yeah.
And, you know, colon hydrotherapy offers a strategy. You know, people think, well, I'm not constipated. Why do I need colon hydrotherapy? You know, I mean, people associate oftentimes the need for a washing out of the colon or like an enema, you know, a lesser form of it, with the inability to eliminate. But the reality is that colon hydrotherapy can support detoxification even in somebody that doesn't have impacted stool or constipation issues.
Exactly. Yes. And, you know, when we're losing weight and we begin to burn those fat cells, a lot of the toxins that we've accumulated in the body get released into the circulation. So your liver is the first organ that tends to address that, but then we still have to excrete. So it's coming out through your urine and through your bowel movements. And, you know, although it's not hard impacted stool, that might not be the case for everyone. Although it is the case for a lot of people. I have seen that.
Yeah.
Things do live on your lining in that mucosal membrane.
Right.
So it's not just about washing out the fecal matter, but also helping to cleanse the lining of that colon.
That's right. Yeah. Carrying things out. And you know, there are lots of issues with toxins these days. I mean, a lot of the environmental toxins are neurotoxins that are developed, you know, from exposure to mold and people who suffer from chronic infections, from things like Lyme disease. A lot of these toxins are very fat soluble.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically when they get into the colon, they very readily get reabsorbed back up into the bloodstream. So it's very difficult for the body, even if the liver does a good job of detoxifying them, for them to actually be carried out. Mm-hmm. And that's where colon hydrotherapy with an active flushing of the colon, it really carries out a lot of these toxins that can get stored or sit around too long. And, you know, it's a wonderful way of supporting overall health, and it's a wonderful strategy to add to weight loss. I think that, you know, a misconception of colon hydrotherapy might be, if I want to lose weight, I'll just go for a bunch of colonics, right? But it's not really the case. But if you combine the right support for, you know, carrying toxins out and supporting digestive health with the other therapies that, you know, you offer, Dr. Hackett, where we're talking about herbs and acupuncture to support the detoxification mechanisms, and the entire picture of looking at how to support somebody's ability to have a higher metabolism and lose weight, you end up with a very, very supportive approach, and I'm sure effective, as you guys have found, approach to managing weight.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so when we come back from the break, we're going to be finishing up some of these topics. Maybe we can talk about some actual patient cases and actually talk about some experiences that people have had going through some of the protocols and weight loss programs that you guys have done and really kind of bring it home. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be discussing more exciting things related to taking a more integrative approach to weight management. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back in just a minute.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarty from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarty provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarty is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorn Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorn's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located in Bethesda, Maryland. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for always tuning in. We've had a wonderful conversation today with two doctors, Dr. Tracy Hackett, a doctor of Oriental medicine, and Dr. Shondell Knights, a naturopathic physician, both located here in Washington, D.C. They practice at Eastern Holistic Arts, which is right in Georgetown. You can learn more by visiting www.easternholisticarts.com. And we've been discussing primarily the aspect of weight management and their sort of unique approach to really looking at a person's whole health when it comes to designing a weight management program rather than just prescribing fad diets or, medications or herbs that are promoted to just help people lose weight. It's really about understanding what's going on with the body. And both of these doctors have very unique approaches to assessing health before they have somebody embark on a weight management program. Now, we're going to be sharing some, patient stories kind of at the end of the segment before we wrap up so people can get an idea of what it actually seems like and what people have experienced going through the program. But let's kind of start off with probably the most popular or the most common person who may be coming in for weight loss programs might be a woman in middle age. I mean, men do as well, but middle age is the time when people start to gain weight. And certainly in a lot of women, a lot of weight and changes in their body can occur during the hormonal shift associated with perimenopause and menopause. And, you know, people look at that as a very negative aspect. I like to remind people that a lot of times the body is holding on to weight for a specific reason. Mm-hmm. Our body can convert fat tissue into estrogen. So it's your body's way of almost trying to maintain hormone levels as the sex organs start to make less. But nonetheless, nobody likes to gain weight and not have control of their body when they're used to having control of their body. So there are ways to balance hormones a little bit better to support that. I'd love for you to share some of your thoughts and approach on how that hormonal shift can be managed or supported in a way that helps people maintain their optimal weight.
Sure. So in terms of maintaining hormonal balance, it usually comes down to something that we call kidney essence. Kidney essence most easily translates into the reproductive hormones. So we want to use formulas that are balanced more towards, we're supporting the development of kidney essence first. That's a yang type of energy, so it's an upward moving energy. And so, for instance, if I have a patient come in who's kind of got creaky, achy joints, particularly in their fingers, some back pain, tend to get some abdominal accumulation, the periods are scanty or skipping routinely, tired, easily fatigued, easily irritated, like every single thing seems to be a burden to them and makes them angry quickly. This is a classic kidney yang deficiency picture. So yes, there is some liver qi stagnation there, that irritability piece, but we want to develop more qi, but we also want to disperse the qi. That's where the kidney and the liver both come into this picture. So there are specific formulas that do that, and we make modifications on those formulas depending on what else is going on. And it's not just the herbs. If someone comes in, they have all of these symptoms, plus they're insulin resistant, or they have diabetes, well, or severe allergies, for instance, then I need to start with a more homeopathic approach. That's kind of dredging the lake, so to speak, where water contained in skin. So we need to clean out that environment, build up the biome in the gut, build up the digestion, and then we can start adding in these more tonifying herbs. So there are all these different balancing acts that we need to create, to make happen. Mm-hmm. In order for this person to successfully start losing weight. Because something that we haven't brought into the conversation is the value of exercise. Mm-hmm. So even if it's just meditation, like a qigong type of exercise first, we're still building qi. We're still accumulating energy. So moving the body, having activity like tai chi is very important. Even if you can only do simple walking, we start talking about those things. From the most basic, and then get you into something that really excites you, that brings up your qi and your energy naturally, not just through the diet.
Sure. Dr. Knights, do you want to comment?
Yeah, and one of the things I love about Dr. Hackett's approach is that ability to differentiate that different body type, like someone that needs to, disperse qi stagnation and things of that. That's not necessarily my forte, and that's why I love working with her, because then I can have her say, okay, can you assess my patient from this perspective? Can you look at their, overall constitution? Whereas, like I said, I do more testing and I, things like that. There's definitely a great value for looking at that person's overall constitution from a Chinese medicine perspective. So that gives us a great balance in the way we work. So when we're talking about women with hormonal imbalances and we're using Chinese herbs and things to balance that, I also have my my way of balancing things with, for example, a lot of patients I'm seeing right now are coming in with that picture of, overweight, I have acne, my menses aren't quite regulated, and they just thought they came in for a weight loss thing. When I'm like, well, this is all part of that same picture. Let's look at you overall and let's address these things one, we can address them together, but sometimes we need to address them one by one. Let's balance your hormones. And then you notice that your acne isn't so bad and it's going away and your menses are coming on time and you're not irritable and yelling at your husband, just around that time. So, we think it's just about weight loss, but when we look at that overall person, when we look at it from a Chinese medicine perspective and from a naturopathic medicine perspective, we can learn a lot about that person. A lot of the questions I get are in regards to hormonal balancing for the women going into menopause. It's about HRT, hormone replacement therapy. Now, sometimes I use it if that person necessarily needs it. But some of the times I find that we can balance other things in your life and let your body restore its own hormonal function. There are women that are so far on the spectrum that I might, okay, like I said before, sometimes you have, a big disease condition that you need a bigger therapy to combat. So I'm willing and ready to do that. But if I see you're just beginning or getting into that stage where you're having some night sweats or, you can't sleep and all of these things, then we can use seeds and herbs and acupuncture to really kind of address your hormone and give your body its own function back.
Yeah. Yeah, there is an idea in some fields or schools of thought that, you know, you need the hormone levels of a 20-year-old in order to age gracefully. And it's not true. If the body is in balance, it should happen. Now, as you said, some women may be having enough imbalance that for the sake of supporting quality of life and really helping them quickly, hormone replacement therapy is definitely definitely.
But it's not a sustained thing. That's not what I want to do for you. That's like bringing you back towards more towards the middle so that we can use therapies to sustain. Because those therapies are just grabbing you from the outside. If you're having such a severe reaction, you're having such a horrible quality of life, we need to bring you in and make sure you're comfortable so we can use these other therapies to maintain and give you the quality of life that you really want.
That's right. So in the last couple minutes, do you guys want to briefly discuss like a case example?
Go ahead, Dr. Tracy.
yes. So like I was bringing out before, when I supported the kidney energy of this particular patient who came in, and I'm speaking in broad terms, because this fits the profile of several patients who come in, some hot flashes and night sweats, sometimes waking them up at night, irascibility, kind of difficult, more irritable than usual, and can't quite figure out why. So the liver and kidney energy, again, that needs to be balanced. The liver yin deficiency, it's like if you think of the hot flashes and the night sweats coming on due to a liver yin deficiency, it's kind of like an engine that doesn't have enough oil in it. The yin is the oil aspect of the engine. So the formula will put back that oil. That's a kind of a crude analogy, but it's effective in getting the point across. So we need to support that. What is the most, to me, it's the chief complaint. You know, what are you coming in with? What is the thing that's bothering you the most? Of course, you're coming in for the weight management, but I'm looking at the other parts of the picture. Are you having a lot of nausea, digestive discomfort, this kind of thing? We address that and then figure out an overall strategy, including exercise, including possibly juice fasting, because we do run cleanses out of the office, and I promote using colonics for that. If you're only going to do a juice fast, usually I tell people maximum 3 days. If you're not going to include colonics or your health is not quite ready to accept a colonic. But you shouldn't be juice fasting for days and days on end. That's not good for the body either.
Right.
So that's how I work with Dr. Knight. So this particular person also had a lot of food stagnation. That's pretty obvious what that is. So we can use enzymes and herbs, specific foods that tend to have enzyme concentration to help break that up and dissolve that gently and move that through. But we want to make sure that whatever is detoxing from the liver, whatever is detoxing from fat that's been broken down, we want to make sure that that's being flushed properly from the body. And that's where the colonics come in. And where we work together is making sure that the person is getting enough nutrition. I don't sell multivitamins. It's expensive urine. I think the IV therapy is the most potent form of getting that type of nutrition. So depending again, then the colonics have to come in. We figure out how many is appropriate for the person. It's not a static set.
Sure.
Thing that we do. It's not a static set kind of juicing program that's done.
So lots of different options. Well, we're just about out of time, but thank you both Dr. Hackett and Dr. Knights for being here. Again, if you want to learn more about their practice, you can visit www.easternholisticarts.com. Their clinic is located down in Georgetown. So thank you all for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, wishing you all the best of health until we talk next time. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Hey, Mom, why is the sky blue? Why don't animals talk? Why do dogs have wet noses? Why is an 11 pronounced 1T1?
Kids ask a lot of questions.
Why do I have a belly button?
But
why
you don't have to know every answer.
Why is the ocean salty?
Because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Why are there 50 states?
There are thousands of children in foster care who don't need every question answered.
Why is pizza round?
They just need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFM HD2 Manassas, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics, Federal News Radio, and federalnewsradio.com.